Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started.
Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Welcome back, family. I'm the oldest child right now, but you can call me Nell.
Welcome back, family. I'm the youngest daughter, Jasmine.
What? I'm beside you with a record, though. You're always rapping it. Family, I would like to start off with some contact information. Our Instagram is FHBCP_. Our Facebook page is Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast. And our email is familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And those are just some ways to contact us, along with leaving reviews in your whatever digital platform you listen to us on, if it allows you to do that. So with that out of the way, let's get into this episode. So basically, this episode is you can't heal an unhealed person. Again, you cannot heal an unhealed person. So we've all been there. I've been there. Most of the time, you're in things blindly because so many of us are in relationships and we aren't healed either. So many of us have so much work to do on ourselves and we're in relationships. That is the nature of the beast. That's the world today. That's just, it is what it is. Everybody has some type of work to do, but it just depends on the severity of your trauma that you've been through. But we all are unhealed and in relationships. But I think this would apply more to a person that has, that is aware of their, you know, aware of their situation, and they are taking some necessary steps to heal and learn things about themselves that are in relationships with people that just, you know, is real, like, it, everybody's in the same boat, the blind leading the blind. But basically, you just can't heal an unhealed person. You'll get into these relationships. You're in a relationship to love someone, not to be their therapist. And many times we overly invest in people so much to the point where we take on their trauma. We take on what they're going through because now we're emotionally invested in them. We love them, so we want to help them through everything. And in all actuality, it's not healthy. This is what they call baggage. The present term is baggage. But really, it boils down to you cannot heal an unhealed person. You are not a therapist. You signed up to love them. You did not sign up to be their therapist. A person that has not done his or her own work to deal with the trauma from their past. They have to do their own work. It's not for you to do the work for them. And me being a person, I always say it, I'm going to say it again. I know it gets redundant. I get tired of saying it too, but we living in a world of podcasts and radio and social media and all these types of things. And I just feel like, you know, we in a world where we're not exercising our minds anymore. We're not doing anything to strengthen our minds, to stay focused. All this, you know, all this brain fog, this everyday daily brain fog. So it causes you to have to overly explain yourself, overly express yourself, say things over and over again so a person can get it. Like, people don't read anymore. They just swiping. It's all about the index finger and the thumbnail. So I find myself lots of times having to reiterate things because people don't get it. They don't even listen anymore. They selective listen, selective hearing. Hear the part that they want to hear, take it personal, run with it, and then have an opinion on it. So I find myself continuously doing that over and over again. So if you hear me say stuff over and over again and reiterate stuff, that's just because that's just for the people that take opinions as judgment, take opinions personal, and think that we're not being transparent, or we make it seem like what we do and go through and how we go through it is so easy because they have different types of families and situations. When it's never the case, we've never said that, and that just proves my point of selective hearing. So even in certain situations, this person can be a great person. They can be the best person in the world. They can, I don't know, be the person that you think God himself sent for you, which is fine. A lot of times that's true, but they have baggage. They have mental baggage. I'm not talking about a bunch of kids. I'm not talking about a parents that have to come along with the ride with them. I'm not talking about adoptive children. I'm not talking about, oh, maybe they took responsibility for their niece and nephew for whatever reason. I'm talking about mental baggage. I'm talking about issues and problems and trauma that they haven't dealt with. And it's not fair to you because as the person that's supposed to love them, now you have turned into their therapist. You find yourself being a partner to that person and a therapist. And that's not what you signed up for. You can be in love with someone and you can't be in love with someone and facilitate their healing. You can. It happens all the time, every day. I did it. I've been there. But look where it got me. Honestly, it was toxic relationships. They were all toxic. And in the beginning, and we're not talking about, you know, narcissism here and all that kind of stuff. Not right now. But in the beginning, you have your love bomb stage, like what they call it, the honeymoon phase. So in the beginning, it's the honeymoon phase. So you really, you're not paying attention to all the toxic behaviors and things that are going on. So now at this point, you're emotionally invested. And now at this point, these are good people from what you see, how they treat you, the things that they do. It may be everything that you wanted, everything that you asked for. It's all bliss. You're having kids by them. You're talking about marriage, all this kind of stuff. But then fast forward a few years or whatever into the relationship, everything changes now. Because now you're burdened with their trauma that they haven't dealt with. But you're emotionally invested now. So now you feel like that you have to be the one to try to fix them. This is what we call when women get with a man and you want to fix them. You want to change them. Because now there's somebody that you're starting to see the trauma. And the trauma responses and all that kind of stuff. And the things that they go through. So now you're trying to change them. You cannot be in love with someone and facilitate their healing. That's separate work that they have to do on their own. In order for them to be healthy enough to receive you. Please pay attention. No, go ahead. Did you want to say something? Oh, okay. Please pay attention. This is very, very important. And this is a vital part, if not the most vital part of this conversation. A person has to be healthy enough to receive you. And the only way that you are going to feel like that you are worthy enough to be received is if you have done the work yourself. Because most people don't even feel like that they're worthy enough to be received. So they will be in a relationship with someone that has a lot of mental baggage and trauma. And they will try to fix them and they will deal with it and they will break themselves down because they don't even feel like that they're worthy enough to be received. I have a saying in present time. I don't want anything broken. I don't want anybody broken. Come to the table whole. I don't have time to be Bob the Builder, fixing anybody, or nothing like that. I didn't always feel that way, though, because all my relationships were with toxic people that had a lot of deep-rooted trauma. And I found myself being the lover and the therapist. And all it did was exhaust me, break me down, make me worse off than what I was. But now, on the other side, if you're not whole, don't come. It's not my responsibility to fix you. It's not my responsibility to make you happy. It's not my responsibility to love you in the way that you need to be loved. That's not my responsibility. That's your responsibility for yourself. Come whole or don't come at all. Yes, we all have flaws. Yes, we all have problems. Yes, we all have things. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about coming unhealed and broken and thinking that this is going to be a healthy relationship. That's what I'm, no, don't come like that because I've done my work and it's not fair to me and what I've done. And at this point, I'm just not going to allow myself. I know that I'm worthy enough to be received at this point. So if you're not on the level where you can receive me, then I guess it's just going to be what it's going to be. I didn't always think that I was worthy enough to be received. I thought I was just existing. Like it was something that was automatic. It's not automatic. You deserve for a person to be healthy enough to receive you, meaning the person that you are, the light that shines upon you, who you were created to be, the anointing that's on your life. A person has to be worthy and ready to receive that. And if you don't even see it yourself, you're not going to think that you're worthy enough to be received. Point blank, period.
You got something,
Jen? You don't want to agree with me twice?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Uh-huh.
It's just that you touched on points that was so real. And I'm saying it because I have went through.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, right.
You know, past.
Most people have. Yeah.
And it's like. Even. And then it's one of those things. Of course. Majority of the time. You meeting somebody. You know. Representative. So you don't know if they broken right away.
Yeah. That's why. Right.
But then you know. It's. Even if they wasn't when they came in or something happened within the relationship, now they're a broken person.
That's why I said the honeymoon stage. You see the good person in them.
Right.
Until now you emotionally invested and you find yourself being a therapist because now you see them for who they really are.
Right. And I, man, listen.
And at this point you love them, you invested in them.
Right.
So now you're not just going to leave because you just not. Because you care for them now. So, yeah, you're going to try to help them through it. You're going to put up with their stuff. Whatever their behaviors are. Like, you could go back to any of the 115, 20 episodes that we've done. Wounded inner child, emotionally detached. Just pick one. So, now you're dealing with a person with that has something. And you feel like, oh, well, you know, that's just him. I love him or her. And I'm just going to put up. No. No.
Yeah, because, you know, I was, you know, told in my, you know, past relationship that I couldn't, reason why things went the way they did, I couldn't handle her depression.
Who's supposed to?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to.
You darn right I can't handle it. Are you crazy? I mean, not in, I mean, literally, but not literally, but I'm just saying. Like, who's supposed to, what? Just by saying something like that to me, yeah, okay. Yep, uh-huh. See you on the other side of your healing. I can't handle it. You dog all right, I can't. I don't want to either.
People shouldn't fully get into things until they're fully healed.
Yes, that's my, because. What?
Okay.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying.
You so funny. I be having a lot to say. Important things.
But my thing is, if you working with this person y'all together, especially for X amount of time, and
you want to sit on your hands, you clapping like you in a church,
and then they going through whatever they going through, even if it was before y'all got into whatever, like you said, in the beginning stages, the honeymoon stages or whatever,
right?
So, but then over time, their depression or whatever they
come, whatever it is, right,
comes out. It's like, what you now gonna just, cause I'm just speaking on both sides,
right?
You gonna just like totally ignore that and not try to get through it with this person, especially if you've been with them X amount of times. So you just gonna just leave them alone, leave them in the dust, and let them deal with that. But you is the one willing to be there. You know, in a relationship. And no, not just that either. Then the other person shouldn't be getting into anything where they know, you know, it's the honeymoon stage in the beginning, but you know deep down inside you really going through whatever. And you probably can't be in a relationship for real. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like both sides for me.
Okay, so let's touch on the first side. So the one side for you, do you just leave them in the dust? Unfortunately, yes. For your own sanity and for your own healing, yeah, you have to. That's the point that I'm trying to make. You can't heal an unhealed person. Now, hopefully, you don't have years into this. Hopefully, you didn't marry this person. And hopefully, now you have to make this grand decision to move on with your life. Which I'm sure, of course, it happens, because why do we have divorce? Or why do we have married situations where people are miserable? Or, you know, you hear some couples that might have been married 20 years and they say, I don't even know them. I don't know them for real. So, yes, these are situations where obviously both people were in trauma stages, because the one person was in a trauma stage where they didn't feel like they were worthy enough to be received. And the other person is in a trauma stage where they're not even acknowledging their trauma and their dysfunction, and they getting into relationships and they dumping it on the next person. That's the second part I was going to say. You would be surprised at how many people don't know that what they do is toxic, unhealthy, and dysfunctional. They might have a little bit of a glimmer to see into what it is, but for the most part, most people don't even know about their trauma and their toxic behavior and their dysfunction until they get with the right person or enough people, and maybe they pay attention and say, my last four relationships, they all said the same thing. I want to do better and be better, so let me take a break and figure things out. But that's not most people. Most people just go through life, die like that. Miserable their whole life in all kinds of relationships. Even if it was one relationship, one marriage of 30 years, but it was a dysfunctional, unhealthy, toxic marriage. I've seen situations where they marry 40, 50 years. Then when the person died, mainly the man, because they always die first most of the time. Because that's just statistics. And the woman is like, I fell out of love with him 20 years ago. We were just roommates. We were just coexisting. He was horrible. He was this. He was that. You think to yourself, well, you're not really saying too much because you stayed in it. But they stayed in it because they said the vows. They made the commitment. They didn't know any better. The fear of leaving. The fear of being alone. Hey, pick a reason. But these are everyday people. You know some of these people. Some of these people are your family members, your friends. Not marriages, but just in relationships to where they are toxic and dysfunctional and nobody is doing something about it, either party. So to answer your first question, yes, you got to leave them in the dust. And to answer your second question, yes, people get into things and don't even know how toxic and unhealthy they are. And you will have to be aware and you will have to know that something is wrong for you to get to a point where you want to be a better person. You want to be a better mother. You want to be a better auntie. You want to be a better grandmother, father, brother, whatever the case is. And you know there are things that aren't right that you maybe have went through. And maybe you feel like you want to change and be the best you that you can be. Most people don't even get the opportunity to try to be the best person they can be. And I'm going to bring up my mother. She's passed away now. She had a lot of trauma, a lot of deep-rooted trauma, a lot of depression, a lot of things that I didn't know about until after she passed away and I became a grown person. And she never had the opportunity to heal. She never had the opportunity to figure things out because she died so suddenly and so early. Most people don't even get the opportunity to know what it feels like to love themselves, to be a better them, to live a better life. You weren't put on this earth to be unhealthy, toxic, suffering all the time emotionally in relationships and with people. Is not what you were put here for. But most people don't even see it. They don't recognize it. They didn't know. And they just go through their life just thinking this is what it is. And it's not true. It's not true. But for whatever, I can't get into, I don't know why people, only can speak for myself and maybe other people that I've talked to and that I've seen, but I don't know why people stay. I don't know why people don't want to heal. I don't know why people don't want to acknowledge their trauma. I don't know why people don't want to get help. I don't know. I really don't.
Just saying.
And that's what you call trauma shifting. Mm-hmm. That's what you call trauma shifting. When you have both people just in it. Just in it. All messed up. And unhealed.
And unhealed.
Just two people just in dysfunction. And just... like, I don't... You know what? And I don't want to put a stereotype on it. I don't want to put a toe tag on it. Because it's going to seem like I'm judging. It's going to seem like that I think I'm... Because at the end of the day, like I said, I don't know why people stay in it. But if I want to look at the facts are... like, you have detachment issues. You have abandonment issues. You don't want to be alone. You scared. Like, it's fear. Fear can ruin your life. It's the fear of the unknown. Well, if I leave, then what if this happened? I don't want to be by myself. And this is fear. Mm-hmm. That's why you scared.
And then, personal opinion. And I get it when you come across people that, say they scared. Or they wouldn't know what to do because they've been with this person for X, Y, and Z. That's all fine. But is your mental health more important than, I don't know if I can afford the rent on my own? Or.
Oh, yeah. Because that, yeah. If, no, that. You know, mm-mm.
Like, I learned that a long mm-mm. time ago. Mm-mm. When I knew my mental health was more important than wherever I was staying. I didn't, once you get to the point of already being long gone, but then you know, you're being talked to crazy as a man. I'm just going to speak as a man. And you being talked to crazy, or because you down at the moment or whatever the case is, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. I can't.
Right.
I can't be here. I'm out.
Right.
I'm whatever the case is. I go back to where I gotta go. Sleep in the car, whatever. So
most people don't get to that point. Most people don't get to that point. And that's just a fact. They just don't get to it. It is a lot of factors of why they don't get to it. That's why some of this stuff is just, and one instance I say is amazing, like when you learn and all that kind of stuff, because I love learning. But at the other side, it's sad. When you look at life and the world and people, like, just what, like, the it's just sad that so many people feel like that this is their life and this is what it is. And they don't seek help or they don't try, whatever the case is. It's just a sad situation. For me, I just feel like it's a sad situation because I've been most people. And I feel like I spent a whole lot of years of my life that was wasted because I didn't know better. And most people, most women, because I'm a woman, so I can speak for that. Most women don't really get it till they're in their 30s and 40s, some 50s. And that's like more than half of your life, because who's living to be 100 anymore? So half of your life at this point, depending on the situation, let's just say statistically, probably half of your life is not 50 anymore. Half of your life might be 45 if you're lucky, 43. So then that means you might live to be 86. So that means a lot of women going more than half of their life just not understanding that life is more to life than what you're being given. You are allowed to be received. Someone has to receive you and be in a healthy place in order to receive you. A person's trauma can break you, like break you down. Like, it can cause you things that you might have never had depression before. You might have never had anxiety before. You might have never had these things before. And you get with the right person that has so much trauma that they literally break you. And now you in this state of depression and anxiety and all this other stuff. And some of the characteristics of an unhealed person: emotionally detached in relationships. They're easy to create soul ties. So of course they can't break them. They have abandonment issues. They have wounded inner child issues. They're narcissists. They're gaslighters. They have anger problems. They're depressed. They have anxiety. These are all the characteristics of an unhealed person, and there's 100 more, but I'm not going to get into the 100 more, because if you listen to us and you've been following us from the beginning or halfway through or whatever, you get the gist of what unhealed is, because most episodes have something to do with being healed, unhealed, traumatic responses, you know, depression, anxiety, generational cycles, curse. It's each episode has something to do with something that you can learn about certain things. So I'm not going to get into the 100 characteristics of an unhealed person. And to sum it all up, as Nettie always say, what's the sum it up? What would you say? To sum it all up, stop over investing in people. Do damage control in your life. Go to those areas of your life where you are being broke down by someone, or you have an unhealed relationship, or a person is unhealed and you're in a relationship with them. Like, do damage control. Start letting these people go. Start giving these people ultimatums. Start believing that you are worthy enough to be received. That you don't have to put up with anything. That a person should be whole when they come to you, so they can give you the best them that they have. So it can be a healthy situation. No situation is perfect. No one is perfect. Everybody has flaws. Everybody, you know, has things about them. But those things are totally different from character flaws. Who a person is at their core as a person. So I'm not talking about flaws and, you know, you the type of person that bites your fingernails or, I don't know, you the type of person that leave dirty dishes. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about toxic, dysfunctional, unhealthy behaviors that cause trauma responses. Do damage control. Stop over investing in people. Some people pour and invest so much into other people and leave themselves nothing. That's right there. You should know that that's a problem. Because nobody should get more than yourself. And that's just that. That's a fact. Oh, well, you know, the kids come. No, they don't. Not before you. Because what good are the kids going to be if you're not whole? Mm-hmm. It's never going to be a situation where anybody else but God is going to come first. Or need more nurturing or be loved more. That's that. Co-host, you have anything that you want to add to it?
I don't. Just, you can't heal unhealed people.
Right.
Ever.
Ever.
Not going to happen.
It'll never happen. And no point, no time in a lifetime. Now, somebody, some crazy person, shadow person or whatever, incognito person is going to come up with some way that you can. Fine. Do you. It is what it is. Sir, you got a gym over there?
Sure. Just something real simple.
This okay, time real simple and light. Real yeah. simple and light.
The less you talk, the more they listen.
Well, wait a minute. The less you talk, the more they listen. I don't know. Family, I want to thank you for letting us into your lives. If only for a moment, you could be anywhere. Just about anywhere. It is what it is. It is what it is, but we want to thank you for letting us into your lives. We want to thank all those people that's for us, that's been there for us since the beginning. We appreciate it. We love you guys, and we're going to keep going as strong as we can. And as always, talk to you soon. Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app. On Mondays at 12 p.m., just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678 and also Lounge 21. At 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles. And we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.